You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my show. How you been? I hope everybody had a great week. My name is Maria from Ask Maria Now. My phone number is 640-208-1014, and I am a strategic intuitive consultant. I like to get right to the core of what's going on, how I could help you, and how we can navigate through any of your concerns. That's basically what I love to do. And I'm always available for calls or chats or whatever you'd like, if I could be available to help you in any which way. So tonight, I had a pretty hectic week, well, a pretty hectic couple of weeks, but this week probably was one of the worst. And I was in a really dark place with a loved one who had gotten really sick. And I'm sure that there are people who have experienced this, when we need to hold our faith when there is no evidence of anything being positive. And that is how we hold on to the darkest hour, right? And I felt like I went through that this week, and I was given news that this person, that, you know, family member may not make it. And I try to really hold it together. I really try to hold it together for my family, for everybody. And it was really a tough time. And I'm very spiritual. I believe in God. He has answered me, has appeared. He communicates to me. And I was like speechless. Like, I can't go through this. This can't happen. And I held on to my faith, even though my insides were saying, you know, he's not going to make it. And I just kept on hearing, yes, you just got to have faith and know that you got to be in a comfort zone with that. You have to be knowing that deep sense of just that there is something higher than all of us. So faith isn't easy. I'm going to tell you that. It's really not easy. And when we go through things in our family, and I'm sure many, many of us and people sitting out there today are going through it right now, it's a horrible feeling. It's lonely. It's dark. But there's always that light out of the tunnel. I tell everybody, there's always a spark, that spark of God that comes from nowhere. And we just have to always trust it. And I did the best of my ability, through my tears, through my fear, and everything came out perfect. And he's going on his way, and he's straightened out. He's at an ICU. He's in a room now, and things are looking up. So I want to tell people, whoever is out there, that I just want you to know that always trust, even when you don't see. Faith over fear. That's the best thing I can say. So today, I know I'm going to be speaking to somebody named Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How could I help you? What's your situation and your specific? What you really want to know?
I really want to know. I think about a man that I kind of, I'm not sure where we, what's going to happen with us, but I feel a very strong connection to him, and I think he feels it too. So I just want to know if you see anything good or anything I should prepare for.
Okay, absolutely. What's his first initial, if you don't want to give me his name?
B.
Steve. Okay, let's take a look for you and Steve and what we got going over here. And it's funny how when you get those strong pulls to somebody and then you still don't know, but you know there's something there and you want to navigate through it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look. Okay. Okay, that's fantastic. I feel sometimes you have a lot of uncertainty with him. I feel that a lot of times he doesn't express what he really wants, but he also has the feeling as you, he feels a pull to you. I do not think that it's not going to work out. I think there's more of a back and forth of emotions and sharing emotions and how he's opened up to each other. I feel some inconsistency in his part, which is something that you may want to speak to him about. You have a lot of new beginnings, but it's a little roller coaster right now, right? So I feel like just for the next couple of months, it may be a little bit of roller coaster, but then he's come to a happy, you know, union. You start expressing yourself and you start putting your boundaries up with him. Like if you want certain things, you want him to call, you expect communication, or you want him to be on top, whatever your thing is, right? We all have something that we want to do. Right. And I feel that little by little, you'll get him there. And I do feel that he also has feelings. What's his blockage? I feel like there's some sort of, was he divorced or is he getting a divorce or something that's occupied?
I think, get the second getting, or it's at that point, I think.
Okay. That's the little roller coaster that's going to be going on. So he's got to get there to release himself, to be completely available, especially emotionally available. We want to be emotionally available for our next relationship. But
yeah, well, see, he tells me he's doing this, but do I know for sure? You know,
right?
That's one of my issues. So
yeah, let me just. Well, that's a good issue, right? You don't want to sit here and put your heart and soul. That is an issue. Okay, so let's ask.
Mm-hmm.
Will Steve get out of his situation?
Bruh. His name is Barack.
He's been ready for this a long time. Of course, financially, they worry, you know, splitting things up and getting things going. That's where his mindset is now. So that he will, to be honest, not too many do leave a lot of times, but I do feel like he's plotting and planning, and he has been plotting and planning to let this go. He's just trying to figure out. I believe also that he's already went for consultation and seeing where things could go. He gets stuck with his security, right? Where's his security going to be? But in the interim of all this, I don't see him letting you go either. So it's just going to be a little bit rough for the next couple of months. I do feel he will make a decision before the end of the summer, going right into like September. You'll actually know where you're going. You'll start seeing him more and you'll start having more communication with him. You got the Justice card there and you got the Wheel of Fortune reverse, which means that it's all about the money right now. It's all about his finances and figuring out his next move. But do I think that you have a chance with this guy? It's not easy, but yes, you do.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's great to hear, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Anything else you'd like to
know? It'll be nice. No, I mean, anything in general that comes is fine. But I mean, that was my real question. Yeah.
Well, we wanted to get that one out of the way, right? We want to actually get the ones that you called for out of the way. So let's take a look. Let me just take a look for you. What's your birthday? What, you don't have to give me the year, just the month and the day.
July 9th.
Oh, you're a Cancer lady. Sensitive.
Yeah.
Intuitive.
And he is actually 11 November 10th.
Oh, a Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Two water signs. Well, they're very resilient. They're very resilient, Scorpio.
Yeah.
And they plot and plan. That's what they are. They're good for that. They're very good. They delve deep. So he's probably delving deep into all the things that he needs to know before he makes that final move, right? He's prepared.
Right.
And he's been preparing. He has been preparing, just so you know. So you have a victory.
Yeah, I had a feeling, but yeah.
Yeah, he has. He has been preparing. And again, he's just worried about the money card keeps popping up. What's going on with the money here? He is financially secure. Sometimes he gets overwhelmed also. He gets overwhelmed.
Yes.
He does. He really gets overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. You know, you bring joy into him. He gets like I guess, you know, in situations like this, when someone else could bring a spark to your life again, right? Sometimes our marriages, they don't work. Mm-hmm. And it takes that other person to make you feel alive, right? You get alive, like you feel something, you feel vibrant again. So, and that's how you make him feel. And he really values that with you. I like what I'm doing for you. Yeah. It's going to be fine. I want you not to worry about that. Where are you going? You going somewhere in the next couple of weeks? Something coming up?
I have a trip to Florida to see my mom with my family, my mom with my sisters and brothers.
Yeah, the trip is going to be very nice. So you got that. There's a trip right there. And you come home, you'll be rested, but you'll still be communicating. And I don't want you to worry about him. He's going to be there at the right. It's always the right time, right? But
yes,
just
divine timing.
Take the relationship with ease. Let it fall in and flow.
Okay. As long as I know I'm not wasting my time. I'm like,
No, you're not wasting your time. I say just, you know, until he's ready, you just do what you have to do. Just enjoy your life. Mm-hmm. While they're figuring out this, enjoy your life. Get a nice tan, enjoy the summer, enjoy the vacation and family. And this one's going to, he's already planning. He's plotted this for a long time. He's wanted to do this for a long time. It's just that now he's just figuring out the financial part, and then he'll be moving on, and you two have a nice little chance here. You're compatible also. Yeah, you're very compatible for being here. You gave him the spark again. Good. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. There was a spark again.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yes. We all deserve the spark, don't we?
Yes.
Life's hard enough. Definitely. We need a spark every once in a while.
Yeah. It's been a while. So sparks are useful.
That's it. Enjoy the process, love. Just enjoy the process.
I will.
All right.
You definitely made me smile tonight. Thank you.
Oh, I'm
you
happy.
Too.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, honey. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And this is what I'd love to do, is to give people faith and hope. And there's always something positive to think about. So, like I said, faith over fear. Enjoy your life. You never know. And just know that there's a God above and he loves us all. All right? Have a great night, everyone.